You can have your seat. Good morning, everybody. Sorry, I supposed to do like pastor that you greet your neighbor. Hallelujah. But quickly, Jonah chapter 2. The Bible says, we are reading from verse 1 through to 10. The Bible says, then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish belly. And he said, I cry out of my distress to the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of the Sheol cried I, and you heard my voice, for you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the sea, and into the flood surrounded me. All the waves and your pillows passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your presence and your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. Verse 5. And the water compassed me about, even to life. The base surrounded me. The sea weed was wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom and the very root of the mountain. The earth with its back closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit of corruption. O Lord my God. Let me just jump to 9 and 10. But as for me, I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation and deliverance belong to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and he vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. May the Lord bless the reading of his word and the hearer in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, I want to talk on the force of thanksgiving. The force of thanksgiving. According to where we read, but I will pick verse 9 and 10. He said, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And look at what happened. And God spake to the fish. I'm praying that after this message, God will speak to every situation in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, God will speak to every situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, what is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is the art of giving glory to God for his mighty deed. Thanksgiving is an act of showing gratitude to the Almighty God. Thanksgiving supposed to be, or let me say, is a must as a Christian to give thanks in all things. Thanksgiving is supposed to be a Christian lifestyle. Not only on Sunday, not only a yearly thing, not only a monthly thing. In fact, there's a program I normally held in our back home that we thank God in advance. Praise the Lord. What did I mean? When you thank God in advance, there's definitely God always make a way for his own children. Quickly, let's look at reasons for giving God thanks. I just dropped 3 points. I said, God is God. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. The Bible says, He's the Almighty God. He changeth not. In Hebrews 13, verse 8, say, Jesus, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Whatsoever thing God does in the past, He can still repeat it. Praise the Lord. I said, what the reason for giving God thanks? Our God is faithful. You can see that in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. It says, faithful is He that calleth us, and faithful that He will that we do. Another reason, it is the will of God to give thanks. Whether it is well, whether the opposite, just give God thanks. I don't want to share a story. The benefit of thanksgiving. We can see that in Psalm 103. All true. But beyond that, when you check John chapter 11, when you give God thanks, God makes the impossible to be possible. If you check that passage, Lazarus did not walk out. The Bible says the dead leaped out. There's a force that brought him out. That is the power of thanksgiving. I'm praying for somebody. If you can give God thanks this particular month, I believe every dead thing around you will come alive in the mighty name of Jesus. Another benefit, when you look at John chapter 6, the Bible says Jesus was holding a crusade. Even the disciples told him, listen, the crowd is much, let them go on. The Bible says Jesus said, feed them. And if you look at the account of Jesus' ministry, then let me just use $200. How can $200 feed, just let me say, 5,000 men? Hello? But the Bible says, He said, feed them. But the little one that Jesus saw, the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, the Bible says He gave thanks. There's a time in our church in Nigeria, you know, in Redeem, they will send you out. The provision is not there. They say, pay rent. The person that was in charge of the church account, the treasurer, if I tell you the salary, he has issue. Everybody, when I got there, and landlord will take. And while I was thanking God, praying, God said, what you need is just around you. We never went to the province to seek help. But before you know it, somebody that is receiving $50,000 as a salary jumped. Things began to turn around. Why? Because we cultivate the heart of giving thanks in advance. Another benefit, when you give God thanks, the Bible says He will yield, He will cause the earth to yield an increase. A church in Obalende, how do we know? Does the roundabout. They praised God for 72 hours and God gave them a whole building. A whole building. They didn't pay for that. And the building, if Maloney, the building is opposite the is it barrack also in Urban Linden. There's a force that backs up Thanksgiving. I'm not saying that kind of lip service Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving that comes from the heart. Another benefit that you can derive from Thanksgiving, if you check Isaiah 54, verse 1. Isaiah 54, verse 1. When you give God thanks, he can make the barren fruitful. The Bible says, sing, O barren. How can a barren sing? Praise the Lord. It's just an opposite thing. He said, sing, O barren, thou that did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that did not travel with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Sing. Sing. You know, I can tell testimonies of this. I was telling Pastor Sonny the very first time he came to my house to pick me up for his service. I said my elder sister died of cancer, of the breast cancer. And I was blaming God because we went everywhere. Went to see Daddy Gio, Olukoya, go to Ayobabalola's mountain, did all. But she finally gave up. You know, we went to bury her, came back, you know, my area pastor, Chris, continue. They never knew that I'm bitter with God. That period, I blame God for why this, that. But God did not say anything. A young girl who came for SOD, School of Disciples, I don't know, they do here too, for attache to just stay with us for 3 months, had when I was preaching the power of Thanksgiving, not knowing that our best friend had the cancer of the blood and of the lungs. And he took the message home and tell the friend. He said, you know what? My pastor said, when we give God thanks, it makes the impossible possible. Ah. He said, throughout the night, we'll be giving God thanks. Why they were giving God thanks? God spoke. He said, listen, I will raise helpers to send this girl abroad to do the operation. And all will be well. And before you know it, God, the girl was sent to Israel, something like that. By the time she got there, the doctor said the operation will be successful. Said, but the girl cannot speak. But because God is God, by the time they finished the operation, you know, the girl was asleep. By the time the girl woke up, the first thing she shouted, praise the Lord. By the time this girl was sharing the testimony, I was on the floor crying. I said, God, you just proved to me that, listen, there is a reason why I took her. I can tell you testimonies of people that gave God thanks. But let's look at something, the danger of not giving God thanks. When you check 1 Timothy, I guess, verse 2, the Bible mentions one of the characteristics of, they said, unthankful. Amplifier said, ungrateful. Our daddy-in-law, Pastor, he had Deboye said something. When you look at Judges, when you look at the history of Samson, in every battle that this anointed man of God won, he never gave God thanks. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When check Luke 17, the Bible talks about 10 lepers who came to Jesus and they were healed. One came back to give thanks. Am I right? Go and check the Bible. He said, and he was made whole. There's a difference between being healed and completely made whole. I'm praying for somebody this morning. If you can give him thanks, I believe this month God will do the incredible in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Shall we stand up? Thank God there's no keyboardist, there's no drummer. Am I right? I want you to pick a song. You know, we can come to church and feel, you know, but want to practice something. I don't know what you are trusting God for. If it takes you to roll on the floor to say, Baba, thank you for this. Thank you for my children. Eniola, Oluwa Tobiloba, Oluwa Shunla. If it takes you, I don't know whether you are believing God for a job. God will do it. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was during COVID that I got the job. What was the interview? They said, can you work in the COVID center? I said, no. Say, we can't hire you. I said, okay, I will work. And I went home. I said, God, you know, I want to take care of my wife. I want to pay my bills. This is the condition. Hello. Within 2 weeks, I told him, God healed all the COVID patients. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To date, I'm still working there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, God can do some things that the enemy said, is closed. Baba was talking about something last week. He said the word is. On the 1st of March, we received a bad news. I and my wife were crying. After we shed tears for a while, something said, you know what? Wake up. It's just the doctor's report. Turn to God. Hello. Praise the Lord. And I believe God that things will turn around for all of us in the name of Jesus. Shall we just open our mouth? Just speak. If you can just speak a song or just give him thanks from the depth of your heart. I don't know that thing. I don't want to lead any. Open your mouth and let's thank him. Thank God. I don't know. He will open that door. He will force that door to be open. He will create that deliverance. Open your mouth. Adalabosh ikada. Ope lo ye o. Baba olore. Inyogo ye o. Olorba. Ozana ye o. Eshe o baba. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. I say, at the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Oh, there is power in your name. Oh, miracles happen in your name. As I lift my voice to sing, I say, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Somebody just open your mouth, please. No matter, oh God, the problem, this very month, God is bringing solution to that particular issue. Open your mouth and ata ikadi kade atalaba. Open your mouth and give him praise. Give him praise. We are thanking you in advance, oh God. For destiny, help us, oh God. My Father, nation builders, oh God. Baba, we are thanking you in advance, oh God. For that, oh God, you will do this morning. Andabo shatakida dasi darika badiga. Open your mouth, please. Is that the best you can give God? Thank you, Baba. Oh, Shata Ikada. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Because if God can preserve you since last year, he can do it again and again. Malaraba kosha dalia deisa. Ikada ideniandos ketila bakadiada. Open your mouth and give God thanks. Open God. My ingalade kada senda. Ikabade kabade handa kadiaba. Open your mouth and give him thanks. I am thanking you in advance, oh God, for that, oh God, that you have promised. Ikaba rente kadi kadia desa dalabadea. Imokote ikadababa. Rante kiatasa tia deabada. Lord, oh God, I give you thanks, oh God. I give you thanks, oh God. I give you thanks, oh God. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. There's a songwriter who says, you are too faithful to fail me. Listen, there are some songs that are birthed out of problem. Praise the Lord. Are we together? There's a woman that was singing. I want to sing the song, but you know, there are several things that happen. If you know, don't let me use my worry language. Jonah did not thank God in the palace. Hello? Jonah did not thank God in the palace. Even Paul, that wrote, rejoice, rejoice, is in the prison. But thank God that none of us, praise the Lord. I still want us to give God thanks. Then we'll take our offering and the thanksgiving offering. Shall we pray in the Holy Ghost? There's someone in this particular service, God said if you can give him thanks, that illness will disappear. Let's open our mouth and let's pray in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost, just for Ikabada Satayakad. I don't know that issue that you came here with. Ikabada, this month you go back to the doctor's report and you will not find that thing anymore. Open your mouth. Ika. Yete ka sate ikane kadia doske. Yete leke de kabasote. Yete leke bahinge le basata. Thank you, Abba Father. Father Lord, we unlock that door this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We unlock that door. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.